Churches Lives is a must-see historical exhibit relevant to African Americans seeking facts about American slavery in Louisiana. Now on exhibit at Alexander Museum of Art at 909 Main Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, the Historical Society of New Orleans have compiled evidence of the economic base of America, which was established by enslaving black people as free labor for generating commodities such as sugarcane, cotton, rice, and tobacco for export from 1808 to 1865. This exhibit, Purchased Lives, at the Art Museum, Alexander Art Museum, is an important element of American history and essential part of the slave trade at New Orleans, which was the financial hub for slave trade. Tours of this exhibit are free on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The museum opened 10 to 5 on Wednesdays, 10 to 4 on Saturdays. The last day of the exhibit is August 20th, 2016. For more information, call 318-443-3458, extension 3473. Again, 318-443-3458, extension 3473.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to talk to you about being filled with the fullness of God. Amen. And walking in that fullness. Amen. The scripture we're going to start at is in Ephesians chapter 3. And there's a powerful prayer that Paul prayed for the church. And in verse 14, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, I want to call your attention to verse number 19. It says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, that word filled means to make full, to fill up, to fill to the full, to cause to abound, to furnish or to supply liberally, to complete, to fill to the top, so that nothing shall be wanting to full measure, to fill to the brim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me read this in the Amplified Bible because it does give us a little amplification here. It says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ. I mean, you know the love of God. You need to know the love of God. And you need to not only just know about the love, you need to experience it. There's a lot of people that know Jesus' love. No, they'll say, I know the Lord loved me. but they've never really experienced that love. But Paul was praying for the church not just to have a head knowledge of that love, but to have a heart knowledge of that love, to really experience the love of God. I had that happen to me when I was in college. One of my stories was I was in love with a girl that didn't love me. I broke up with her because she broke my heart, and I stayed away from her for 3 years. And then she came back into my life after I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and she called me and told me that now she was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I said, well, maybe God putting us back together again. We started talking to each other, and we started talking about getting married and all that kind of stuff. And then just by praying and learning more about God and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, I started sensing that something wasn't right. I say, something is wrong here. Something is not right in this relationship. And I knew it was bad. And I say, now, she broke me one time, crushed me. I say, Lord, I can't go through this again. So I say, listen, we need to have a talk. I said, because I know something is wrong. She said, okay, call me back late tonight. And so I went to church that Sunday, and I prayed all day long. Jesus, please don't let that girl hurt me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, protect my heart. I can't live through this again. Lord, you know how she devastated me before. It took me 3 years to get over that girl before. Lord, I can't take it. Please, Jesus. I prayed one of them, please, Jesus. I prayed one of them kind of prayers. Please, Jesus. I prayed all day long. Don't let her hurt me. Lord, protect my heart. Lord, I can't live through that again. And so, during the time that I was sensing things were wrong, I began to pray this way. I said, Lord, I don't know what's happening with this relationship, but whatever it is, I'm praying for your will to be done in her life, with or without me. I just want her to be happy. I want her to be in the will of God. And I was praying that way. So I had been praying that way, praying for her, that whatever was going on, that she would be in the will of God. Sure enough, 11 o'clock came around. I called her, got her on the phone. And I said, well, you know, I know something is up. And she said, Greg, I've fallen in love with another guy. And let me tell you, I say, well, good. I've been praying for you for the will of God. And guess what? It was genuine. It wasn't a facade. I wasn't putting on airs. I really meant that from my heart. I say, girl, I've been praying for you for God's will. I said, if that's what's going to make you happy, I say, I'm all for it. And she was surprised that I wasn't crying. And that I wasn't begging, and that I wasn't crawling. See, you know, she didn't know how to take that. And I said, you know what? I said, I've been praying with you, praying for you for a few weeks. And girl, if that's what make you happy, I'm so happy for you. I just wish you and him have the greatest life y'all can have together. I say, I don't know when I'll talk to you again, but praise the Lord. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. Bye. And let me tell you what happened. When I was on the phone with her, I saw an invisible shield go around me, like a capsule. And I saw a fiery dart being shot at me that hit this invisible force field and fell on the ground. And you know what? When I got off the phone, I started checking. I said, I ain't hurt. I ain't disappointed. I ain't hurt. I said, Jesus, you did it. You protected my heart. Lord, I didn't know that you loved me that much that you didn't want me to get hurt again. I experienced the love of God. And you know what? The Spirit of God came on me. I started laughing and couldn't stop laughing and went, got in the bed and laughed myself to sleep. I was overjoyed with God that I had experienced His love for me, because I know how I was the first time I heard those words and how it devastated me. And this time it had absolutely no effect on me. And it's the love of God. See, the love of God is real. And Paul is saying, I'm praying for you that you would come to know the love of God, that you would come to experience, not the love that passes knowledge. I'm going to tell you, that kind of love, I couldn't even comprehend how God had protected me and how he loved me. It communicated to me how much he really loved me. And it made me fall in love with him more. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I got hot on his trail after that. I said, I got somebody that loved me. That loved me. Don't want to see me hurt. Protect my heart when it needs protecting. Oh, it helped me to grow. It helped me to grow. And to know the love of Christ. Practically through experience for yourself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. To be filled and flooded with God. Say filled and flooded. I mean to have God in you, filling you to the brim. Till he's overflowing out of your life, touching humanity. Paul prayed this. And I was thinking about this. And I said, is it possible to be filled with all the fullness of God? That's the question I'm asking you. Is it possible for you to be filled with all of his fullness? I say, yes, it is. Hallelujah. And if it's possible, then we ought to be in hot pursuit of it. We ought to be trying to get filled. Feel more and more and more and more. Feel for your assignment, for the call of God that's on your life. You need to be filled with all of his fullness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to talk about this fullness here. But before I do that, I say, you know what? There's going to be somebody going to think that you can't be filled with all God's fullness. There's bound to be somebody saying, well, no, you can't have his fullness. Not all he is. Well, let me ask you this here. Can you be full of the devil? Can you be running over with the devil? How many of you ever saw somebody full of the devil? Some people got a little devil in them. And some people got a whole bunch. And you know, ones that got a whole bunch of devil in them, you know, people that with a little bit of devil can camouflage it and hide it. And, you know, you wonder, you know, you see glimpses of Satan in them. But then there's some people that's full-fledged. You can look in the eye and say, that man got the devil. Full. I done seen people full, overflowing with evil. Full of the devil. So I say, if it's possible for a man to be full of the devil, then it is possible for you to be full of God. And if it's possible that we can be full of God, we ought to be aiming for the fullness, to get filled up with all that God is. And you're going to see, I'm going to break this down in a practical way for you. But I want you to know that Satan, through deception and ignorance, works overtime to put stuff in us, to fill us with who he is, to fill us with his values, his philosophies, his attitudes, his beliefs, all of that. He's working overtime trying to get stuff in you. And that's what I like about Jesus, because right before he got ready to go to the cross, he said, the prince of this world cometh, but he have nothing in me. Satan could look at him and say, I don't see nothing in him look like me. He tried and tried and tried to get Jesus to accept a part of him.